WildTalkRadio.com.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw Post Show.
Oh, yes!
Featuring Sir Rockin.
It's just a matter of what the Rock is cooking.
And Lindsay Ward.
Rest in peace.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw.
And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so.
And if you're not down with that, we got two words for ya!
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
This is Monday Night Raw!
A night of good wrestling, more teasers, and shocking returns. It's the Raw Post Show, presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. I'm Sir Rockin, that's Lindsay Ward.
Oh my goodness, was this a show. In more ways than one.
So, where do you want to begin? Shall we just talk about the White Rabbit?
Let's just get it out of the way, because we were talking about it before we came on the air, and it's only fair that we make these comments on the air.
So explain to the people what happened with the latest QR code.
So with the latest QR code, it took you to a well-made video that was clips of superstars of the past, including Edge, Randy Orton, The Undertaker, Papa Shango, and it ended with Grotesque Cody Rhodes, which I find very interesting. And it talked about who destroyed the world. You did. And it was different clips of those individuals and more saying those words.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the end, it said, feed your head. And it had coordinates to the pink bunny that was in Italy. It had coordinates to Corbin, Kentucky, or it had a zip code for Corbin, Kentucky, which is, interestingly, Bray Wyatt, before he became the Fiend, the last person he fought was Baron Corbin.
Mm-hmm.
He also defended the title in Corbin.
And there's like the White Rabbit Records or something there?
There's White Rabbit Records. Like, they... I'm going to give credit where credit is due. Okay? They went all in on this, where there's a White Record a White Rabbit Records in Corbin, Kentucky, and they have a YouTube channel. There's two videos on the YouTube channel. One is White Rabbit by Jefferson Airplane that was uploaded 15 years ago. You can't fake it. And two was a video that was uploaded like a couple hours ago that's just a zip code for Wyndham, Maine.
Uh-huh. There was also a Wyndham Corbin Hotel in Corbin, Kentucky.
Like, this is some viral deep level shit that's going on, and I tweeted this out. The fact that this is not just a return now. This is a damn scavenger hunt. Like, they have turned this into something that we can all be a part of and we can all participate in, because they know that people are out here looking for this stuff. They put a troll in the goddamn source code of the page.
Yeah, they put Aleister Black's theme lyrics in the source code. The code or the title of the video or whatever has the what is it? The airport code?
Yeah, it has the airport code
for Winnipeg, Manitoba, which is where SmackDown is this week.
And it has 9:30 on it. Like, it's just, this is some deep level stuff that you just sit here and you can't help but applaud them for, because they went there. I think we've all kind of been waiting for them in some way, people who are like into this kind of stuff, right? That they go there. They go this deep. They make this much effort in a return that they involve the entire fan base. And what makes it even better is it is something so special because I was telling Rock this before the show, is it's completely unacknowledged on TV. Outside of some t-shirts on merch, WWE has not publicly acknowledged the White Rabbit in any way, shape, or form. The announcers don't talk about it. It's not a thing. I think they've done some like acknowledgement on social, but that's it. But like on TV, on Raw and SmackDown, they do not talk about it. So it's something so special where it's like, it's the secret between you and the person that's sending this, that they're sending this to you, that they're expecting you to look for it and you to find it and you to see the message. And nobody on WWE TV is aware that this is going on. It's just like in the arenas. They do the White Rabbit tease where they take the lights down, they play the song, they bring the lights up. Everybody's got their phones up doing the wave with the fireflies and everything. But it's a special moment for the fans because in that building, because it doesn't air. We never see that.
No, but you watch those videos and when that red light, which was everyone's most hated thing 2 years ago, a year and a half ago, whatever it's been, right? Mm-hmm. When that red light popped on, everyone hated it. The eruption for a red light is amazing.
They are building to a moment. I don't know if it's going to be a good moment or a bad moment.
No, it's going to be an amazing moment.
Well, if it's who we think it will be an amazing moment. If it's not who we think it is, we'll have to see if it's equal to the task. But if it is in fact... Seeing as they're hinting to a Wyndham, but that could be a troll, but there is Mr. Wyndham 6, aka the former Bray Wyatt. If it is in fact him, that building is going to pop off. Like, you are going to hear an ovation. I would argue that he probably gets as good of an ovation as when Edge came back.
Because it's going to be just like that, because if it's in Philly, you know, they're smart enough to know what's up. Two, they're going to do what they've been doing, and it's not Cody. Oh, or you mean Cody's reaction when he returned? Yeah, I mean, yeah, but Edge's pop was bigger.
We all kind of knew Cody.
We're all going to know this. But they're going to play the song like they've been doing in the buildings. And the red light's going to come on, and it's going to go, feed your head. And he's going to walk out on the stage. The building is going to erupt. He just has to stand there. And it's going to erupt.
It's going to be amazing. It's going to be one of those moments that we look back on it and it's like, you remember when Bray Wyatt came back after getting fired?
I am so... It's going to kill me that night because I know it's going to happen. I can't see it.
Yeah, you're going to get obnoxious level Skype messages. I'm going to apologize in advance for the person I'm going to be on Twitter because it's going to be obnoxious.
God, it's one of those FOMO things. Like, I'm going to miss out on the moment, but I'll see it. But oh, it's going to be good. When it happens.
Because, and again, they are being somewhat consistent about the people in terms of when it shows up. It's showing up with Alexa, and it's showing up with Seth. The QR codes, because that's when they showed up. The first one showed up during Seth's match. The second one showed up right after Alexa's final promo or final segment of the night. So they're being consistent with who it's going with.
It's going to be special when it happens.
It's going to be amazing when it happens because they haven't, like the last time I remember really something like this, and there's been a lot of surprise returns, but the only thing that really I can remember springs forward in my mind is like when like Hunter came back from that first injury or when Edge returned.
The build up? What do you mean like a surprise return?
Return where the building just erupted.
You got Edge's return. You got Hunter's return because that was a build-up moment, sort of like this is going to be, where they all knew in Madison Square Garden Hunter was coming back. They all knew he was there and he showed up. I mean, people forget about it, but Shane's return was a massive ovation.
Oh, yeah. Shane's return was amazing.
So they know how to do a big moment and follow up with the moment. So whoever it is, let him in. They have a plan going forward. So it's not just, here's a marketing campaign, he's just going to show up with nothing. They have a direction. But other things that happened on Monday Night Raw.
Because there were some humdingers.
Included Kevin Owens and Johnny Gargano taking on the Alpha Academy with Kevin Owens and Johnny Gargano, aka the Panda Express, getting the win. But that was go ahead.
I love this. This was fun.
But there was, you had things go down, and in this whole situation, Austin Theory tried to get involved in the tag match. And they was talking with Alpha Academy backstage, and the plan didn't work, and Theory's phone rang, and it was for Gable, and it was Braun Strowman throwdown challenge for a match with Chad Gable next week in Gable's hometown of St. Paul, Minnesota. Strowman said they went out to transport Gable's body out of his hometown once he's finished with them, and Gable just looked like,
Gable sold this so well.
They also set up Austin Theory or Otis versus Gargano next week in this segment too, but Gable's like, I'm dead. I'm just dead. I'm about to be murdered in front of my hometown. So that was good stuff. Omos beat two people and then stood on top of them on the table.
Wait. Before we move on.
Yes.
I just want to also say I like that they had Braun call Theory's phone.
That was a good touch.
That was nice. Like, I don't have to show up. I'm just going to call the person that's with you because I happen to have his number and challenge you and threaten to kill you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Kevin Owens with the nice elbow drop through a table was great, too.
Yeah, Kevin was just like, we're going to have some fun.
Splat.
Everybody ready? Let's go.
Yeah. So Omos stood on top of two people on a table. Yeah. Good stuff on that one. Sami Zayn took on AJ Styles. Really good match between the two, which saw Sami Zayn pick up the win. Before the match, Finn went up to AJ Styles and, you know, they were friends, making sure he's aware that they're friends. So afterwards, Judgment Day came out, stood over AJ Styles, they had him down for the count, and we're gonna take him out. But it was not to be, because Bearer was like, nah, we're good. We're good. I'm your friend. I want to end your career. Should also know they attempted the two sweet together.
Mm-hmm.
AJ flipped them off. But you couldn't see if it was what finger it was. But we all knew what a finger was because they shot it from the side.
I like this, that they worked the angles. I like this so much that they worked the angles. Good job, guys. Really, really, really good job. That's how you get around it. Right there is, oh, hey, we're going to shoot it from the side. So you really can't tell what finger he's holding up, even though all the adults know what he's doing. You can't tell. I mean, he could just be holding up his index finger. How are we going to know? Even though we all know the hand position because we're all triggered to do it at this stage of our lives. Like, once you turn, like, I think, feel like once you turn like 13 or 14, that's just what everybody learns universally is like, oh, hey, I'm going to teach you how to flip the bird. Maybe even younger. It depends on your area.
Mm-hmm.
But by the time we all reach adulthood, we know how to do it with
class.
Proficiency in class.
Yeah. So,
yeah. Good job, WWE, working the angles.
So Miz hired his own Miz Force, and, you know, he had offered up a prize package up to $1 million, including a cameo in the spinoff of the Marine franchise, gift cards, and a certified pre-owned video, and career advice from Miz himself. He didn't want big, bulky security. He wanted smart and stealthy security. He got himself the Miz Force, and they want him to find who shall not be named. So we, different points, we saw the security laid out. He came back to a pile of men, wondering what happened, and wouldn't you know it, Dexter was all dressed up as a hockey player, and then choked out the Miz one more time.
I enjoyed everything about this. I want to know who the really big, tall dude was out of the Miz Force. Because there's, like, everybody's, like, generally the same height. And then there's, like, one ultra-tall guy. I want to know who he was. Because, damn. But, yeah, I liked this. I liked that Miz is like, I'm going to protect myself. It's going to be fine. Dexter's not going to get to me. And then Dexter always finds a way, man. He always finds a way.
Bianca Belair, Alexa Bliss, and Asuka came to the ring to start off Monday Night Raw. She talked about how Io and Dakota have been helping her, so she brought out help of her own. This came brought out Damage Control. Bayley said Bianca Belair was chosen where she did it all by herself. She said Belair said nobody was handed her anything. She's been showing up and showing out, and then asked if Bayley was you were rehabbing while I was doing all this. Belair said she wouldn't downplay her accomplishments to the level of Bayley. Is comfortable with Bayley. Said she taught herself how to walk and run again. She talked about how she pinned Bianca at Clash at the Castle, and she's the first person to do it in 300 days. Bayley said all of Bianca's accomplishments wouldn't have occurred because she was injured. It was only occurred because she was injured. Bella then pointed out when she headlined WrestleMania, Bayley was there, and that, you know, they've had some battles in the past as well. Bayley said she wants to win the Raw Women's Championship in a ladder match at Extreme Rules. Bianca accepted it, and then has a match. But Bianca wanted a match tonight, and she picked the match, picked a fight with Io Sky. Io would take the defeat to Bianca Belair in a pretty good match between the two women.
I didn't mind this at all. I thought this was good.
So, they had a good... We're gonna talk about that right now, Casey. Right now. We're about to... You, good comments. So, later on in the show, Nikki A.S.H. is out for a match. In the run sheet, it was listed as Doudrop versus Nikki A.S.H. However, it was not Doudrop as the opponent. So somebody last night on this network, Keishi, the champion, said, "Nothing special happens at Alberta Rawls. Out walked Candice LeRae."
You know, just super cash. There's Candice LeRae, you know, making her return to WWE. It's fine. Nobody's
fine.
Really worried about it.
You know, nothing special happens. But, you know, Candice shows up, ends up beating Nikki A.S.H. for the 1, 2, 3.
And you know what? Here's the thing. Absolutely nobody probably questioned her being there because she probably had the baby or she was there with Johnny. So nobody would question Candace being there at all.
So you had Bianca and Asuka and Alexa in the backstage area. They're talking and Candace walked by and they all have the greeting. And then she goes, "I hope you shut up, Bayley at Extreme Rules." And then Bayley, Io, and Dakota enter. And, you know, they're compliments are just jealousy in disguise. And LeRae calls them bullies or just cowards in disguise. And Bayley said something, you know, "You need to wait in line to get in a fight. And mate, you'll fight Dakota next week." And next week on Raw, we're getting Dakota and Candice LeRae. How about them apples?
I'm down.
A match you didn't think you're going to see in WWE anytime soon. And here it is happening on WWE Monday Night Raw next week.
I mean, I can think of worse things.
But this was cool. Candice coming in, got a nice reaction from the crowd. Again, they debuted the Wrestlings in Canada. Not in the States, but in Canada. They sneaked them across the border to make their debut.
I mean, okay. All right.
I mean, that's the way to do it. No one would know. But they got them across the border, and everyone is very happy about that. Seth freaking Rollins, and not Toronto. And not Toronto this time, yeah. Seth Rollins came out. He talked about, you know, how he would have been U.S. champion, but it wasn't for him who shall not be named, Matt Riddle. He didn't want to say his name, but said it. Rollins said he had Lashley dead to rights, but when Riddle fought, he was forced to take his eye off the ball, and he would finish him once and for all inside the fight pit. Rollins said no one thinks he stands a chance in the fight pit because everyone thinks it's Riddle's match. Rollins said he had to go home, look in the mirror, and come to a harsh conclusion that he's Seth freaking Rollins. And he's been in all the matches. Hell in a Cell, tables, ladders, and chairs. He's won them all. He's in an Einstein-level acumen for the fight game. He said it might be his first time inside the fight pit, but when it's over, he'll be the king of the fight pit. And he's going to give Rey the beating that he wouldn't give his own son. So Seth Rollins, Rey Mysterio, with Seth Rollins getting the win. You had Dominic Tease hitting his son with a chair. All in all, good stuff.
All in all, this was really good stuff. I'm very curious to know why Seth and the Judgment Day are working together. Even if they're not directly teaming, they are working hand in hand with each other, and I want to know why. I want to know what Seth is up to. Like, the Riddle stuff and the promo and the match and everything was really, really good. Seth got cut open the hard way in the match with Rey.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I'm very curious about this sort of pseudo-partnership between the Judgment Day and Seth Rollins.
We'll see where it goes. And this led to your main event, Matt Riddle, Damian Priest. Hell of a battle between both men. Really great chemistry between all involved. Riddle wins with the inside cradle and got the win. He would then get beaten down by all four members of the Judgment Day until the return of the Rated R Superstar Edge, who was not the White Rabbit, despite other people thinking he could be the White Rabbit. But he's
They're
not.
Eliminating suspects. That's what they're doing.
Edge is like, "You try to finish me over and over again, but I always come back. Even if it takes me 9 years, I come back. And I got to come back in Edmonton, in my country. You see, I don't quit. So Finn Balor, for the first time ever, I'm challenging you to a match at Extreme Rules. Edge, Finn Balor, I quit match."
I mean, okay, all right. I'm so incredibly in for this, like, just beyond belief in terms of what this is all going to be. Like, Hunter is booking out Extreme Rules, and he's booking it out with Stips, as it should be.
Everything has a meaningful purpose going into Extreme Rules. You have, what, 5-6 matches now? Everything has a stip. You have a White Rabbit who's going to appear at Extreme Rules. Maybe. It's going to be a show. Oh, yeah, and DX returns in 2 weeks.
Hunter's first televised appearance since becoming the head of WWE next to his wife. Ding! There's that, too.
Yeah, so that was Raw.
I think this was a really good show.
Hell of a show. Thursday night, we're live again.
We are. Tune in. We'll have news, notes, a discussion. It's The Rack, Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on WildTalkRadio.com.
Probably follow The Rapid somewhere. We'll see.
If there's more clues, but I mean, I did the best I could for you guys. I hope you enjoyed the going down the rabbit hole. There was a lot.
There was a lot. Check it out at RackRadioShow.com. Saturday night, midnight-ish, CB Radio. Yeah, we're not going to announce what we're doing, because it's a surprise. Maybe we'll tease it Thursday. I don't know. Figure it out. GreatAndGreatDebate.com. Sunday at Wrestle Talk Radio previews Extreme Rules at 10 p.m. Eastern with the return of Tim Stein. We'll be back next Monday for the Raw Post Show, 11 p.m. Eastern. That Wild Talk Radio on Twitter, Facebook.com/WildTalkRadioNetwork. If you have that Amazon Prime link, use your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming. Support the channel by clicking that purple rectangular button below the screen. You can also use creator code RocketSock or
Lynn's M Ward
in the Fortnite item shop or Epic Game Store when a certain game rolls around tomorrow. Why?
Because we are hashtag Epic Partners. You can follow me on most of the social medias at Lynn's Ward, LNSWRD. Like Rock said, there is an update going live tomorrow for Genshin Impact. It'll be 3.1, where they are opening the other half of Sumeru. They're dropping new characters. They're doing all the things. So, you know, naturally, I have to be there. So I will be streaming live tomorrow, twitch.tv/Lynn's Ward, once the update is up and running. So that'll be about 10:30, 11 p.m. at night. If you want to come hang out, I will be rolling for the brand new character Sino. So I'm sure there might be money to be being spent. Hopefully not. But we'll see. So you have that to look forward to. You can also follow me on Twitter at Lynn's Ward, LNSWRD, like I said. Use the creator code. Check out the YouTube, LynnsWard.RockRadioShow.com, or just look for the Lynn's Ward on the YouTube.
This has been the Raw Post Show, presented as always by MBG Films, YouTube.com/MBG1211. We'll see you Thursday night for the Rack, and right back here every Monday night along the airwaves for the Wild Talk Radio Network.